Alex Marlowe with PragerU's Dr. Paul Kenger, The New York Times created Castro. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 27, 2025. Political science professor, author, and PragerU presenter Dr. Paul Kenger explained how The New York Times assisted the rise of Cuba's communist dictator Fidel Castro through its glowing and false coverage of him. During an interview with Kenger on Wednesday's edition of the Alex Marlowe Show podcast, Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe highlighted Kenger's PragerU video on Cuba's communist dictator Fidel Castro. "A couple of things jumped out at me in your PragerU video on Castro," Marlowe said. "The New York Times created Castro, I had never thought of it that way." The PragerU presenter told Marlowe that the late New York Times reporter and editorialist Herbert Matthews wrote such glowing coverage of Castro for the newspaper that the dictator's henchman Che Guevara said, "When the world had given us up for dead, the Herb Matthews piece in the New York Times resurrected us." Watch Kenger's PragerU video on Castro here. Kenger, who is a professor of political science at Grove City College in Pennsylvania and the author of The Devil and Karl Marx, explained how that New York Times piece played a pivotal role in Castro's rise. "It was on the cover of the New York Times, I think it was February 24, 1957, Kenger said, "and at that point, Castro and his goons were pretty much wiped out. They were kind of this small force organizing in the mountains. And Herb Matthews goes and does this interview with Fidel Castro. And it just glows about him as this great believer in democracy. I am anti-communist," says Castro. "I believe in freedom, I do not support communism." They describe him as kind of like this George Washington of Latin America. So, this is somebody who's anti-imperialist, anti-Yankee, anti-colonialist. I mean, you read this article in the New York Times and you think, wow, this Castro guy is great. So, yeah, the Times has a lot to answer for in Castro getting into power, Kenger asserted. After being asked about Castro's infamous henchman, Che Guevara, Kenger said, he described himself as bloodthirsty. The guy was just a deranged psychopath, a complete nut. "And the worst thing about Che that everybody ought to know. And it's the worst thing about Castro, too, both of them actually wanted to fire the nukes in the Cuban Missile Crisis in October 1962, Kenger revealed. Kenger added that then-Soviet Union Prime Minister Nikita Khrushchev had actually demanded they get the missiles out when he found out Castro and Guevara wanted to use them. Khrushchev thought, these guys are insane. They actually want to use the nukes, Kenger said. Adding that Castro was willing to make Cuba this international historic martyr to communism. Marlowe also brought up Kenger's PragerU video about the Cambodian dictator Pol Pot, which the Breitbart editor-in-chief said confirmed his understanding that the Democrats basically gave us Pol Pot. "Democrat policies led to his rise and thus, widespread death," Marlowe said. Kenger agreed with Marlowe's assessment and cited the domino theory that Republicans had warned Democrats about. He explained that Republican President Dwight Eisenhower and others had talked about their fear that if China went communist and then Korea, other countries in Asia would follow like dominoes. Well, China went communist in 1949. Immediately you have the Korean War, 1950 to 1953. Over 50,000 Americans died in the Korean War, Kenger said. Immediately after that, Vietnam divided the North and South. Another 55,000 Americans died in Vietnam. Next, Cambodia, right at the doorstep of Thailand, Kenger added. All these different Asian dominoes, one after another. The Alex Marlowe Show, hosted by Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe, is a weekday podcast produced by Breitbart News and Salem Podcast Network. You can subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.